We also want to help you make your vocabulary that much gooder. Your vocabulary that much gooder.
Okay.
That's why we're going to give you the top 10 words that just sound dirty.
I'm already shaking my head. This can't be good.
No, it's they're words. It's not like they're dirty words.
Dirty.
They just sound dirty.
So it's like uvula. Is uvula on the list?
Maybe. Maybe it is.
Because I always think uvula sounds dirty.
Yeah,
actually, yes. Uvula came in at number one. That's that little...
Oh, no! It's number one and I ruined it!
It's okay, Kelly.
Oh, no!
It's all right.
I'm so sorry.
Because there's other nine dirty words that I could say.
Well, everybody knows uvula.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is pretty dirty sounding. That's the little hangy thing on the back of your throat that you try to tickle and make you gag.
Bit killer.
I am so sorry.
She didn't kill it.
I won't say another word.
Kid's rolling over right now.
I'm sorry, kid.
So we'll do the top eight, nine. Coming in at number 10, angina.
Do you even know what it is?
Yes.
What?
It's a little heart condition that makes your chest hurt.
All right.
Yeah. And it's my cousin.
Yeah, I've heard angina before.
All right. Number eight.
Flagellum.
What? Flagellum?
Flagellum.
Please use
that like flatulence?
That's the little tail on microscopic cells.
A flagellum.
Flagellum. Huh. Use that today in a word.
Flagellum.
Or a sentence, I mean.
All right.
What about this one?
Number seven.
Spelunking.
Oh, I know what spelunking is.
What's spelunking?
That's something like when you're coming down a mountain or something with a hook in your claw shoes, right?
Are you coming down?
It's like a cliff climbing or something.
I actually don't know what that one is.
Spelunking, isn't that something to do with climbing?
I've never heard of it.
I'm surprised, Kelly.
Cave crawling or something? Cave something?
You're the English
cave diving?
Crawling in caves, I think.
Spelunking.
Something like that.
Huh.
Just kind of sounds dirty.
All right.
It's only dirty if you do it naked.
Number seven. Coccyx.
Who?
Coccyx.
Coccyx, that's a bone, right?
That's your butt bone.
Which one? The one that kind of sticks out a little
tailbone.
Bit?
Your tailbone.
Tailbone, yeah.
A lot of people,
I dated a girl with a tail.
A lot of people have coccyx fractures.
Yeah. I mean, not she didn't have a tail. Like, she didn't wag.
I bruised my coccyx once.
Yeah.
Somebody pulled a chair out from under me.
You got to be careful with your coccyx.
Very painful.
Yeah.
Number six. I'll say this. Sexy what? Throbbing.
Throbbing?
Throbbing.
That sounds...
That is kind of dirty, though.
Mm, yeah. I kind of like it.
Number five. Caulk.
Huh?
Caulk?
How you spell it? Oh, C-A-U.
Yeah, the stuff you put in the bathroom.
Oh, caulk.
Yeah, caulk.
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 Why do you suddenly go British on it? Caulk.
I didn't mean to go
caulk.
British.
Caulk.
It's caulk. Always, it sounds
oh,
better.
Oh, caulk.
Rock
caulk.
Out with your caulk out.
No.
Out.
Caulk.
What?
God.
It's caulk.
He's going to Home Depot is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I got to put some stuff right in the windows.
Yeah. Turn Kelly on apparently.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We're fifth graders.
Ow. I'm just laughing at the people.
I'm just tired.
I'm just laughing at the other people.
You started. Number four.
I'm looking at Nick. Nick's just shaking his head.
Nick's, nobody's laughing. They're all shaking their heads.
No, everybody's laughing. I see a smiling face outside, I think. See?
I think we're just emotionally drained. And at this point,
I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm
number four.
All right, go ahead.
Rectory.
Rectory?
Yeah.
That's at the church, right?
Yeah, that's the residence rectory? For a priest, which is kind of funny.
Why? What's funny about it, JC? Explain it.
Yeah.
The rectory?
Well, why would that be funny?
Because it sounds like it's
what's
not
the
what it
the
is?
Preacher doing in the rectory? Come on.
Because it sounds like rectum.
What's he doing with the rectum?
Dying.
Come on, JC.
That's why they call it a directory.
It depends. Is he in the Catholic Church?
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Priest.
Not say that.
Well, for a priest.
Sorry.
All right.
Number three.
Yes.
This is probably my favorite one. Dongle.
Dongle. Dongle.
Yeah.
What's a dongle?
That's a little plug-in device for your computer.
A dongle?
A dongle?
Yeah. Hang out with your dongle out.
Dongle?
Yeah.
Maybe Brian Dunkelman's dad was a dongle maker. Mm. So he was a dongleman.
Dongle.
Dongle Dunkelman.
I've never heard of that word.
I've never heard that either.
Number two, you can eat it. Kumquat.
Kumquat.
It's a fruit.
It doesn't really sound. Nah. I guess because I know what it is.
You've eaten a kumquat before?
No. I won't
I don't know if I've had a kumquat.
I've never had a kumquat.
We should bring in kumquats tomorrow.
I think they're little yellow things. Are they bitter?
They're orange.
If they're not ripe, I guess.
Do you cook them or do you
they're fruits.
Eat them raw?
They said it's sort of like an orange, like a small orange.
Yeah. I think it's a little bitter, if I'm not mistaken. I might have had a non-ripe one.
And then
we used to have a teacher named Miss Jaquo, and we call her Miss Jaquemquat.
Why?
I don't know, because we were in high school and we thought we were hilarious.
Did you have a Mr. Dongle?
No, we had a Mr. Freeze.
Number
I went
one.
To school with Mr. Freeze, who was my
oh, really?
Teacher. Yeah, how cool
I had
is that?
Miss Butte.
Miss Butte?
B-U-T-T-E.
I think I had a Miss Witskink.
Her name's Butt.
I had a Mr. Woosley. Mr. Freeze.
Miss Bobo.
You had a Bobo?
I had a Mrs. Bobo.
That's cool.
I had a guy that was teaching. His first name was Dumas, but you know what everybody called him.
Yeah.
Mr. Dumas?
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's what they called him, Mr. Dumas.
Number one, Kelly, I already ruined
it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Uvula.
It's the uvula. I apologize.
Go ahead and get your uvula genie online, please.
What?
We didn't remember a kid did that?
Uvula genie.
Uvula genie.
Nobody remembers that bit we did. It was one of the funniest things kid ever did.
Okay, flashback moment. Just find uvula.
It's a uvula genie.
I must have blocked that out.
How do you guys not remember? We had the voice guy do it.
A uvula genie?
Yes.
Gobnobber.
Is the gobnobber the same thing?
You get the gobnobber, and if you buy now, you get the uvula genie, people.
Okay.
I must have tuned out after gobnobber.
Man.